Oh yeah, actually. Gotta wash all the color off the street. Go ahead, ask the question.
Maharaj, what happens when you are in Nitya Lila? How can we get answer to questions? What? Once you said in lecture that the fruit of one's bhajan is good devotee association, sadhu sangha. Either sadhu or visit Krishna and guide us. Either sadhu will visit Krishna will guide us to sadhu, or Krishna will guide us to sadhu if our fruit of bhajan is right.
Sadhu gets us to Krishna, or Krishna gets us to sadhu when the fruit of bhajan is.
Anyway, the main question is that how we get answer to our question when we are in Italy. But
the question is asked, how does the disciple get answers to the question when the guru leaves the world?
When one is in Nitya Lila.
In other words, where he is. Where. In other words, okay, slow down. Relax. The question is, how does the disciple get question answers to the question if the guru is not available? 10th chapter of Gita, 10th verse. Tesham svadatta yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yena mami vyantite. Krishna says, if one is doing bhajan with love and devotion, he speaks from the heart. So there's no question of being separated from Guru or Krishna at any time. It's an illusion to think that the disciple is ever separated from Guru or Krishna. Krishna is in the heart, Guru is in the mind. Krishna is in the mind, Guru is in the heart. So wherever Guru is, even if Guru is alive on the planet, you want to ask the question, you can't ask the question. You chant Hare Krishna, pray to Krishna heart. Krishna will give you the answer in the heart. Krishna will speak from your heart. So I asked the same question of Prabhupada in 1966 in New York. Prabhupada, do you feel separation from your guru? Because your guru was left 30 years ago. In 1936, your guru left the planet. Now it's 1966. Do you feel separation from your guru? And Prabhupada said, I don't feel any separation. My guru is still with me. So this is the real answer. The disciple is never separated. What is this question? This question doesn't have any basis. The question is, how does the disciple get answer to the question when the guru is not there? When the guru is not there, Guru will speak from the heart, Krishna will speak from the heart, or Guru will speak through the mouth of another saintly person. We will recognize the Guru speaking through the mouth of another person. We will hear someone speaking and say, if my Guru was here, he would say the same thing. He would speak just like this. For example, we should hear the guru in the guru's disciples. I am not here, and Govinda is giving class. When he's giving class, we should hear me coming out of his mouth. Should we like that? Evam prampra praptam imam rajarsa yavidu. This is how the prampra goes on. Guru speaks, disciple listens. Disciple speaks, his disciple listens, and the sound vibration carries on eternally. From guru to disciple, guru to disciple. What Prabhupada said, Satyananda Swami is saying. What Satyananda Swami is saying, Bhavati Dasi is saying. It goes like that. That's how it works. And what's Prabhupada saying? Prabhupada is saying what Krishna said. Prabhupada always said, I'm not saying you're a Muda, Krishna's saying you're a Muda. I heard Prabhupada say, Prabhupada, some Indian gentleman, Prabhupada, why are you saying we're Mudas? You're calling us Muda. I'm not saying you're Muda, Krishna's saying you're Muda. In the seventh chapter of Gita, he's saying, Muda. Avijanti Mam Muda. One who thinks I'm a human being is a Muda. So you're saying Krishna is you and take you in birth. You're a Muda. I'm not saying Krishna is saying in Gita, seventh chapter. Avijanti Mam Muda. Manasham Tanamashita. When I become a human being, you think I'm a human being, Manasha. But I'm not. You're a fool. The prophet. So, Prabhupada, see what Krishna said. My Prabhupada's disciples, read what Prabhupada said. So it's the same as Krishna. So what's the question? How do I get answers when the Guru's not here?
Guru's always there.
Guru's always there, exactly. Thank you. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.